Kenny, I'm sure you're shaking your head, thinking you can't believe you didn't get anything out of that game.
Yes, we are, and we're disappointed to be a couple of goals in front and for it to slip to 3-2. And, you know, for us to be able to lock that game out is a big thing. And as soon as we went 2-0 up, the flow and the passing was very good. But then ultimately, Queen's Park Rangers had some good players and got three goals back and has taken the points away from us.
Do you see it as you were just undone by three moments of quality?
Yeah, maybe, but they still had a lot of shots. They had 10 shots on target tonight, which does generally constitute a win. Not many of them inside the box, all long-range stuff, but even so, you know, right the way through the game, we'd be looking to be better as a unit defensively.
Looking at your side, though, you're going to have games this season where you create far fewer chances and do win, so there are a lot of positives to take out of it.
Yes, definitely. Ultimately, though, it's a result-based business, and you know we've lost the game, which is a frustration. But from our point of view, we got ourselves into a very good position and then ultimately let it slip.
Nwadiko went off at half-time. Was there an injury there?
No, there wasn't. I wanted to try to get Adam on just behind the striker to try to help us to be more compact. Ultimately, the goals against Colham didn't affect that, but no, it was purely tactical.
A quick word on Benikofobi. I know that there's been a lot of speculation today and the club have put out a statement saying he's not for sale, basically at any price. As far as you're concerned, is that the matter closed?
Yeah, we're not looking to sell any of our players. If you look at us from a business point of view, we've 10-12 days to the end of the window, and you know it's not a situation where we're looking to move players on or move players out, and our concentration is winning games in the Championship.
Looking at tonight as well, Benik didn't look like the speculation had affected him in any way.
No, he got the opening goal, which is a big one and a very good goal as well, and you know worked hard for the team. Keeper made a very good save from him at the start of the second period as well, which would have put us really in control.
Yeah, he seems like a really down-to-earth character and one who won't get carried away or worried about speculation in the press.
No, not at all. He'll sum it up well and be flattered by the speculation, I'm sure, but really then focus on his Wolves career and keep scoring goals for us.